to St. Johns County. And Kelly Wilson is part of the emergency management team in St. Johns. And, you know, Tim mentioned it, that y'all work cross-county and collaborate on a regular basis. Concerns in Clay County may be completely different than St. Johns County, but resources and knowledge and learning are so vital. What's the update overall there, Kelly?
Yeah, Tim's absolutely right with that. We do speak with one another to make sure that we all know we are responding and how everybody's doing. Over here in St. John's, I mean, we've had a fairly steady rain overnight, gusty winds. We've been checking our weather stations throughout the county. We're seeing gusts, you know, at the St. Augustine City Marina, too, and sustained winds of, you know, 28 and 30. So it's quite gusty out there with the rain bands coming through. It's kind of what we expected. It sounds like they've picked up a little more rain than we have. I think the last we looked was around an inch, maybe an inch and a half in different spots in the county. So we're just advising folks to be quite careful if you go out today. You don't drive across those flooded roadways. We have a handful of power outages. I believe the last time I looked was somewhere around 100, but they're going out and coming back on quite quickly. SPNL is sitting here in the EOC with us, and we're out there getting power restored fairly quickly. But, you know, this weather's going to continue throughout the day. So we need everybody to understand it's going to be at least throughout the day, maybe into the evening, and see what the tomorrow looks like as Debbie traverses across, you know, the state of Florida and Georgia.
Are there areas that you're concerned about for potential of flooding along either the St. Johns River or the intracoastal in St. Johns?
You know, we were on the phone this morning, the National Weather Service Jacksonville, and you know, they were kind of talking about we're in a good spot regarding, you know, the high. Fortunately, we're not in one of those, you know, king tides, full moon or new moon high tides. You know, we have our usual suspect. If we get a, you know, if you get a big deluge of a couple inches of rain, you know, in a short period of time, you know, the city of St. Augustine is probably going to flood, especially if the tide is in fact high, even if it's not a real high tide. We are fortunate, you know, with the river flowing north, the way this storm is going to go, instead of a lot of times the onshore wind stopping the river up, it should be kind of, you know, moving along. But, you know, there could be some potential, those low spots of folks out there at the river, you know, could be Hastings or Flagler Estates. They may see a little bit of ponding of water too, but, you know, our rain forecast is a little bit less than our friends over there to the west in Florida.
All right. Closing message from St. Johns County, as you all are in that monitoring stage, you've opened up the citizen information hotline. That's one of many ways that folks can stay connected. How else can they stay connected with you in St. Johns?
Yeah, they can give us a call, like you just said, at our citizens info line. That's 904-455-5550. You can also check out our Facebook as well as our X that our public affairs folks that are putting out there. And we're asking y'all, you know, careful if you're driving around, any down power lines, trees, limbs, please avoid those. And please don't drive through flooded roadways. It's extremely dangerous.
All right. Again, that number, 904-824-5550, 904-824-5550, as that number is available to answer questions. Is there a common question you're getting overall right now, Kelly?
Yes. Are the bridges closed? And I will answer that question for everybody that can hear my voice. The bridges are all open.
Yes, that's all. That's,
they're
that's
open.
The common question we always get in these storms.
Yep.
It would take sustained winds of like tropical storm force. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be. It would have to be significantly gusty, especially on our taller bridges. You know, Palm Valley, the Shands, and only half of the Shands is ours. You start looking at the 312 bridge, those tall ones. So what we would tell you, as these vans come through, as you go over those bridges, use caution. Both hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Because it may get up top.
Do you position crews on either side of the bridge to gauge? I mean, if you had to do a closure of any kind, how would you make that determination?
Usually we the St. John's County Sheriff's Office, their folks are all over. They have plenty of staffing out there on the roads, along with our partners at St. John's County Fire Rescue. You that in the past, fortunately, what usually does it for us is the water. usually what happens is the tide moves in and it floods out either side of the bridge, and we consider them then inaccessible. So, a significant storm, and they do that, and that's usually just, they almost close themselves, so to speak.
Indeed. All right, and all bridges are open and hopefully will remain throughout the duration of the event. Kelly Wilson, St. John's County Emergency Management, with Joe Jamenko and all the other crew, so many people who work behind the scenes keeping the community safe. We appreciate the update, and we'll stay close by with you as well.